Before we do trash, I have never been more nervous to make an announcement on the show than I am right now.
Oh, this ought to be interesting. Are we rolling Rockstar?
Oh, we are.
Rockstar already knows about this.
Oh,
I talked to Rockstar about it yesterday. So, Rockstar, should I do it?
We got to now.
Yeah, I mean, you can't tease us like this.
Here we go.
What, you shaved your head? I don't know, Jim. I don't know, Jim. Jim has shaved his head, everybody.
Boy, he is experimenting with everything.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Yeah, leave the hat off for a segment. Let me watch. I don't know, Jim.
You look like, and I think I think every bald head guy looks kind of alike, but right now I would say you look like Scott Van Pelt's uncle.
Uncle, not Scott Van Pelt. His uncle.
The other than Rockstar, the one other person I shared it with last night.
Maggie?
She actually did the cutting.
Yeah.
Her and my 19-year-old daughter. The other person I said, I look like the first-year House of Cards, the senator, the congressman, that ended up not ending well for him in season one. Which I would take, by the way.
Yeah?
He did have card trouble. Can you tell how nervous I am? I'm sweating.
I can, yeah.
I'm so nervous about this.
Why are you nervous about that? It'll grow back.
Yeah, I hope
so. Or will it?
I hope so. Because I'm not a big fan of it, I'll be honest with you.
No, really? You don't like it? That's a shock.
I don't know what I dislike more, that or the beard.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
At least you gave Lance a choice.
The beard is getting universal love.
I don't think it is.
Oh, I mean, I've got even after you said you called for negatives on Twitter and people started
again. I don't think you're seeing this the right way. I think people are doing that because they want you to have the beard.
People are loving the beard. I'm beating ladies off with a stick. There are people watching on Twitter now saying, "Come to South Beach, Jim. Forget COVID. Come to South Beach with that beard." All right, trash on the table. Hit it, man. Can't take your eyes.
I can't stop staring at Jim.
And we're days away from him going sleeveless shirts, aren't we?
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Who's back in rehab?
You guys always wanted to see it.
And who's hitting who?
It was a debate.
And this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Cut the crap.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
By the way, that open always could have been Brittany Wagner. She
could
have played that role.
Yeah, you say that all the time.
You know, this is the
I sent I showed Damien the picture you sent me. The guy's still laughing.
I could hear Damien in the background laughing.
But Rockstar liked it, he said.
No, I said, I think it didn't look bad at all, in my opinion.
Yeah. Now, much better high and tight. Yeah, in my opinion.
Maggie said, let it grow. Stop cutting it tight.
See, I would agree with that.
She was like, I like it where it is right now, three months without a haircut, basically.
Man, you proved her.
Yeah. went the opposite, didn't
he? Went just the opposite.
But show them the picture you gave me. Because,
yeah, send us the picture you showed Rockstar.
My phone's across the room now.
Oh, okay.
This is the time to experiment with a lot of different things.
Well, that was, as my daughter was crying yesterday, that was my, and my son, who is the most, at times, the most critical person in the world, said,
"Where do you think you got that from?"
I'm going to not comment at this time, what he said.
I went to pick up my daughter the other day, and she had
this quote. I walked into his room. He's playing a video game. I walked in. He went, "I'm not going to comment at this time."
Yeah, well, I went to pick up the daughter the other day, and she had, I don't know if it was magenta, fuchsia, I don't know what color the some of the hair was.
Right.
You know, and the nails, fluorescent.
Very stylish.
I just think people are doing their own thing right now.
Well, Rockstar has sent us the picture you sent him. Your head is much more egg-shaped in that photo than it is in real life.
How's that possible?
It is. I'm just telling you, it is.
Stone-cold Jim Dunaway says.
You know, that is
He's got a very stone-cold Jim Dunaway look.
Now, do you know what your entire head looks like? I mean, has anybody told you what the back looks like?
No.
Oh, dear. God.
No, I'm just saying because you don't know what your head's going to look like if it's never been shaved until it's shaved.
Yeah, why is that scab on there?
I'll be honest with you. There's not a lot of grown men I want to see the back of my head.
Okay, our trash, always brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting quick quotes free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200 or online, mortgageright.com.
I mean, I'm not going to win any races. So nobody's going to see the back of my head there.
Start first with a 30-something New Yorker seeking a, quote, germ-free girlfriend during the coronavirus pandemic has hung dating flyers along city running paths, including Central Park, as a more targeted alternative to searching online apps. I think it would be difficult for anyone to date during this pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got a friend in Tampa who's single, and he was, you know, he's usually very active on Bumble. He has shut that down. He says he could not be more bored.
Mm. So is he being good, though? Because I know there's people out there that aren't.
No, he is.
Wouldn't you want a germ-free girlfriend all the time, though?
Yeah, I would agree with you, Brown. Now, the man who prefers to only be identified as Brad, a.k.a. steadyman4u@gmail.com.
I trust him already.
He sounds like a catch.
He says in the flyer that he's seeking girlfriend for coronavirus and beyond. He describes himself as healthy, attractive, well-employed man. Thinks a lot of himself.
Well-employed. He's sure says well-employed?
Looking for germ-free monogamy. It's one way to stay germ-free, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Please be healthy, fit, clean, is what the flyer says. Brad told the Post that he's been trying to figure out how to look for romance as a single man during COVID-19 crisis when physical contact with strangers is discouraged.
It is discouraged, yes.
My friend is now dating the girl that lives the third floor of a condominium high rise in Tampa.
Uh-huh.
He's dating the girl who lives immediately below him on the second floor.
There's no way they're not hooking up.
Dating?
Well, dating. Is that,
oh, they're dating. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Is that a temporary date? Is that like until May 1 date?
You know, you can't predict the virus.
Okay, that's true.
This has got to be an interesting look. Nudists who sunbathe without protective face masks in the Czech Republic have been reprimanded by police and are warned that clothes may be optional, but masks aren't. So you can lay out nude, but you're going to wear that mask.
What are they protecting there?
From the COVID.
Yeah, more than 100 people, including.
Like the medical mask. I thought it was like an entire
nudist
face covering.
No.
Okay.
Distended on the Czech spa town to enjoy good weather. But when the Czech government insisted that face masks be worn at all times in public, that's when police had to arrive to enforce the rules. Now, unfortunately, quote, the sunbathing citizens were in one place in large numbers. Some were not even in masks. Citizens can be without clothes in this designated area, but they must have their mouths covered and must observe the numbers in which they can go out in nature.
Listen, there's a lot of fetishes in the world. Do you think at some point someone will develop a mask fetish when this is all said and done?
Yeah.
No, there's not developed. There is for everything you can think of.
Yeah, I'm with Rockstar. It probably already exists.
Multiple websites for it.
I haven't worn one yet. I mean, I'm willing to. If I had a mask, I would wear it when I go to a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. I went by a local drugstore yesterday to buy shears to cut my hair off.
Right.
And I did not go to the mart where Brown went to get his to cut because it was going to take so long for it to get the shipment. So I wanted to do it now.
Sure you didn't go to Lassiter's?
So I swung by, and I was the only person. There was the person running the register, one other person in the store, and both of them had masks on.
Okay.
And I felt like I was fish out of water, like I should have had a mask on.
Mm-hmm. The most crowded I've seen a joint's the ABC store yesterday.
Were they wearing masks?
Well, you can only let 5 people in, but I mean there was like 15 on the street just waiting to get in.
Let me tell you, they've got it dialed.
They do. They're doing a good job with it.
Yeah, every company should go to our ABC store to get to go and carry out.
Get some of that Redmond vodka. I find this hard to believe.
A good sponsor right there. Good call.
1 in 5 Americans insist their life has not been significantly disrupted by coronavirus.
1 in 5?
Yeah. So
20, how is that possible?
20% are saying, I don't get this. Now, Gallup asked more than 4,000 people in the U.S. how they've been affected by the COVID-19 outbreak in the week since March 15th. Results released on Tuesday revealed that 81% of the respondents feel that they have experienced a great or, quote, fair amount of disruption from the lockdowns between March 30th and April 2nd. Over 10% of our workforce is without jobs right now.
Yeah, and there's not a kid in America in school right now, I don't think. So every one of them has been disrupted.
So just so Rockstar can have this documented, you would vote it has been disruptive to your life?
Well, what do you think?
Well, I mean,
I haven't been in our studio.
You've been a 100 for 40-plus years. Where are you right now?
Oh, I'm still a 100. I mean, it hasn't affected, you know, my joy in life, but
you weren't a 100 before. No reason to debate
the fact that this always bothers you says more about you than me.
No, well, I mean, it's not just me. I mean, it doesn't bother me. I mean, I just know it's not true.
Oh, yeah, it never bothers you. You bring it up all the time
and just
tell me what I can and can't be.
No, but I just know you're not 100.
Okay.
Boy, I'm glad I don't have any hair here, Rockstar. It would be singeing right now.
It's just baffling to me.
I mean,
Stone Cold Jim Dunaway's uncomfortable.
Dunaway and Rocky think it too. Am I wrong? Is there any way he's a 100?
It's based on opinion. I don't think you can be 100, but If you say you are, you are.
But, I mean, no, I love you two like brothers, but you two.
Dunaway, please jump in.
Oh, I don't even know what we're talking about. I'm still sweating from having
you were the one that made the bigger deal about it because I wasn't even on the show that day.
You, Rockstar and Lance approach things from kind of a negative point of view.
That's
and,
not true.
Oh, it is true, Jim.
There's a difference between
a realist.
That's exactly.
See, that's what negative people say.
Yeah, no, realistically, there is nobody that is perfect because you're worried about other people out there.
I've never once said I'm perfect. Now, I'm far from perfect.
No, but you can't be a 100 because you're worried about other people. You might be worried about your a family member getting this or a good friend losing his job. There's no way you can be 100.
I don't worry. What's worrying going to change? Why would you worry about something? Is that going to change anything if you worry about it?
You don't make it a habit of worrying. I'm not saying like where you have to worry. Everybody worries, but I'm saying like you say I have a negative viewpoint. I could say you're a 98, 99. How is that a negative viewpoint?
I'm just saying.
But it's got to cross your mind. I mean, what? It's just not normal that something's going on out there. So you're not necessarily worrying about it, but multiple times a day it's going to cross your mind based on your circumstances right now. And therefore, I don't know how you could be 100% because you're not doing the things you normally do. And life is not the same right now. That's my only point. Anyway, I've got humble brags for you.
Please.
I know everybody loves these, right?
Yes.
Here we go. First one. I'm a good human. Some lady at Walmart, she had no arms or legs, was shopping and looked at me and asked me to get her a bag of chips. And I did. She offered me $2. I didn't take it. Random acts of kindness go a long way.
All he did was hand her a bag of chips?
Yeah. Well, she didn't have arms or legs,
Jim.
And I did not accept the $2 she was going to give me. I don't know how she's going to give it to me.
Now that was going to be very complicated.
I got to ask. What? I got to ask. How do you eat the chips with no arms or legs? You can put your face in the bowl, right?
Yeah. I mean, they can figure out. They got to eat, Lance.
It's got to be tough, though.
No, it's not easy.
Okay, here's another humble brag. I hate when people ask if you go to the gym and you answer, no, I'm too lazy for that. Then they call you a liar.
It happens to me all the time. Like, you have to work to get that body. It's like, no, I just wake up.
That's right.
No work.
God gave me this one.
I've actually had somebody say something similar to this to me in the last couple of weeks. I'm mad as hell. Your boy Trump cost me $840,000 in the last 2 weeks. That's more cash than the average person could earn in 17 lifetimes. So you can't visualize it, but it's a lot.
Somebody said something similar to that?
Well, I mean, I've talked to people over the last few weeks, as a lot of people that have anything in the market have lost a ton of money.
They like to tell you how much they lost.
Yeah, they like to tell you how much they lost, and then they like to blame somebody for it. Hmm. And finally, final humble brag today. In junior high, I was pretty clueless about the opposite sex. I had some girls start hanging out with me, and while I could sense something was off, I could never figure out what. Everyone was so tense all the time. Then I was given a letter one of the girls had written to two of the other girls. It said, "The alpha male always attracts a group of women who must compete for his attention, and I intend to defeat you because he's mine." It really freaked me out.
It would be freaky.
Good to be king, though. That is Trash on the Table, brought to you by
the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. Call them today, 815-9200. Tanner, Joe, and Chris.